listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m.
On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Julian's Jams with Julian.
Yep.
So I hope everyone's having a good day and, you know, getting through everything that they need to get through. You know, midterms are coming up, you know, if you have them. I don't know. Maybe you already have them or you don't have them at all. But I just hope everyone, you know, does good on their midterms if they have any, or, you know, does well in general. And, you know, has a good spring break, too. So that's something to look forward to. I'm going to start off with some chill, like, shoegaze stuff. Probably, you're going to start off with that. And, yeah, first we got 800 Cherries. So hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back.
fall by, I guess. And it's hard to think of me as my friend or no for us specifically when there's all the rest of it. I was down more than a lot of people, but I don't want to deal with it all together. Like the orange trees in the backyard and this Easter, which is going to end. I can feel he's off on his board from there, and I'm just sitting here getting more and more lost with everything. That's the thing about it. It's not like the kind of promise of being taken away. It was like maybe you could share my so-called dreams. The truth that none of it was happening. That reach around midnight after just about that. Nothing. There's not anything particular about me either. I don't think that the whole thing gets bigger every second. But I am too, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's only funny when I stop and realize I'm just 19. How serious can it be anyway?
To where you are.
Hello, everyone. If you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Julian's Jams. That was just Kick the Tragedy by Drop 19s, Remember the Heart by Fine, and Allen Street by Pretty Sick. I hope everyone's enjoying the show and liking the jams I got going on right now. I don't really have anything else to say. I just hope everyone's having a good day. Next up, we got SSX by The Help. And hope you guys enjoy.
I don't wanna leave.
you just tuned in, welcome to Julian's Jams. Hope everyone's enjoying the tunes. That was Caught in Time, So Far Away by You'll Never Get to Heaven, Morningside by Blue Diner, and The Razor's Apple by Fleshwater. A lot of cool stuff. Fleshwater is gotta be one of my favorite bands. So good. Next we got Miki, CZ. This guy he's next up. That's what people say, right?
It's a little more sometimes.
thank you everyone for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the tunes I was playing. That's kind of it, honestly. I just hope everyone has a good day and, you know, does well in their midterms and stuff. So, yeah, keep it locked.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
If you came across a child struggling, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's...
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night? Not because she's sick,
but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.